In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Now, a few weeks back, we had a lesson, a gospel reading from Luke, where Jesus replaces the old golden rule, do unto others, with a new golden rule, be merciful as God is merciful. And in the build-up to this new golden rule, Jesus said, if you're only kind to those who are kind to you, what credit is that to you? Even people way off the mark do that. But I say, Jesus taught, I say, love your enemies and do good to them, just like God is kind to the thankless and even the cruel. Love your enemies and do good to them. Now, as a platitude, it sounds really nice. It looks good on paper. But putting that into practice could be another story. I mean, Jesus didn't say, tolerate your enemy, or be passively neutral to your enemy. Jesus says, love your enemy and do good. And in the epistle passage that Father Mark read for us from Romans, Paul says something similar. He says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. It's not enough just to not curse, right? We also have to proactively bless those who hurt us. In other words, love them and do good. So how does one find the grace to take this from a nice sounding platitude on paper to making it for real life? How do you put this into practice with the hurtful people that you actually know? Where do you find the grace to do that? Before I continue, just a word on boundaries. There may be occasionally someone in your life that you need to have a firm boundary with. That is life in our fallen world. It happens. Sometimes, as Jesus put it, you have to shake the dust off of your shoes with someone and walk away from actual interaction because of the harm that is causing. But that doesn't remove the responsibility and indeed the gift you'll find by loving that person at least inwardly, by keeping a soft heart within you toward that person. So where do I find the grace to love my enemies and bless those who persecute me? It comes through compassion, through the willingness to see a given situation from another human being's perspective, and especially to see the other person's own suffering, which is the mark of true compassion. I mean, compassion as a word literally means to suffer with another person, to suffer with someone, and more generally, to understand their perspective and the pain behind it. Now, not necessarily to agree, but to understand, to at least be able to see their pain, which of course always colors any person's perspective on life. A man was once standing on a riverbank, and he saw a woman on the opposite bank, and she yells across to him, how do I get to the other side of the river? And he yells back, you're already on the other side of the river. His was a simple failure of compassion, a failure to see things from another person's perspective. Now, in our gospel today, we have a couple of interesting examples of compassion being shown by Jesus, a willingness to see another person's pain. The first and most obvious compassion is the Savior's face-to-face encounter with Legion, the cruel and yet accurate nickname of one tormented man. It is the compassion of God with us that heals this new friend of Jesus. But there's another example of compassion going on in this encounter, a subtle and yet profound layer that we ought not miss. Jesus not only encounters a man, a new friend nicknamed Legion, he's also encountering an actual legion of unclean spirits, spirits who had hurt and who had tormented and who had made miserable this new friend, this person who is somebody's child and now living among the tombs. How does Jesus deal with this horrible enemy? Well, the demons, they're expecting torture. They say, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, do not torture us." The demon mindset is that enemies take thrill from inflicting pain on the other because that's the way of the unclean spirit. That's how they think. That's all they know. But Jesus is a Savior who said, "Love your enemies and do good," who inspired his apostle to write, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." And of course, Jesus practices what he preaches. These demons, these unclean spirits, these torturers of humanity who have no business doing so, ask Jesus for a favor: to be permitted to enter a herd of pigs. And in his compassion, in his love for his enemies, Jesus gives them what they desire, what they ask for. It's really an amazing thing. Jesus returns kindness to their pervasive hostility. Jesus returns kindness to pervasive hostility. Now, in a sad and ironic twist of fortune, when the townspeople see the good that Jesus has done for Legion, instead of gratitude, they take on hostility. They demand Jesus leaves. Jesus was kinder to the unclean spirits than the townspeople were to Jesus. It's a mind-boggling statement. Now, am I suggesting we go out looking for unclean spirits to be kind to? No. No. That is way above your pay grade. That is not something we ought to be doing. Your baptism seals you on the good side of the mosquito netting, as it were, from these demons. Stay here. Stay in the light. No, we have to take a different lesson from this. For you and me, this is a lesson on how we treat people, on how we treat those who come into our lives. If Jesus can show compassion to actual demons, surely we can have compassion for hurtful people. Every hurtful person is somebody's child now in pain. It starts by taking a moment to see things from their perspective, a perspective warped by that pain, and warped as that perspective may be, to see at least the pain from behind their eyes, to put ourselves within them and say, "Oh my gosh, this person hurts." I mean, and to them, I'm the one on the other side of a river. I can at least be aware of that. You know, compassion is not catering to madness. It's not letting down all your boundaries. Compassion is nothing more than the willingness to see another human being's pain. Compassion is to co-suffer for just a moment with a tortured soul, the same as we secretly crave when our own soul is tortured. Now, anything short of that really is beneath us, beneath what you're capable of in Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't give us commandments that he doesn't also empower us to fulfill. Love your enemies and do good. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Amen.